Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We got a guy here on the show who's getting married. Evan is getting married, which, you know, we've talked about on the before on the air, one of the great overachievers of all time. I don't want to over-exaggerate here, but I think every overachievement in the history moving forward will be measured against this one. You've done very well for yourself, Evan.
Not bad, right?
Yep. Here's the problem. You are going on your bachelor party today, do you leave?
Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.
You know where he's going? He's going to Vegas.
There you go. Vegas, baby. Vegas.
How many of you are going?
Seven.
Seven guys are going to Vegas. For how long?
We come back Sunday morning. So all Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
All right. Here's the question. What are the must-dos and must-not-dos when you're in Vegas?
Must-not-dos.
Well, like for instance, I'm sure look but don't touch.
I'm sure that's on the top of the list.
That's the top of the don't do list.
For most people.
You know, with the do list, you can look, but don't touch. But as my man ventures off to Vegas for his bachelor, now let's keep in mind here, people, we do not want to F this one up.
No.
No, no, I don't want to come back and have to redo everything I put 5 years into.
Yeah, this is not one you want to screw up.
That's time I'll never get back.
No. And you'll probably never do any better, right? Can we agree?
No, I can completely agree. I won't do any better all around.
In fact, we're still trying to talk her out of it, but whatever. No, we're not really. But here's the deal. These are some critical questions. How often should Evan be expected to call her?
Oh, check in?
Yes. How often should he check in?
Maybe like a good night text, maybe?
Maybe? Hold on.
He says text.
She goes to bed early.
Okay, but that
doesn't
mean
3 hours different.
And she wakes up early. So when I'm going to bed at 7 a.m., well, she might be getting up for work. That wouldn't go over well.
I would probably
she'd
not.
She'd be at work when you're going to bed at 7 a.m.
You need
3 hours different.
Oh, yeah.
We agree. He needs to do more than check in with a text.
Really? A FaceTime?
Oh, I think FaceTiming is maybe unnecessary, but it would probably do you some credibility.
Which is surprising coming from Doug.
So surprising, Gator. I thought you were totally going the other way with that.
Doug's a FaceTime king.
FaceTime king.
The first thing Doug would do, when he walks into the hotel room, he's on FaceTime. Like, look at what we got here.
Let's be fair here. These are our Florida trips when they put us up at a very nice house. So I want to show the kids the house.
Which is essentially your Vegas trip.
Kind of is. And I check in every day.
Every day?
Every day.
With much more frequency than once a day.
Really?
I text more than once a day. I probably call once a day. But I text more than once. You can't get away with a good night text.
Speaking of the only
What
single,
about sweet dreams? Huh?
No.
Up
no,
at one?
No.
Here's the single guy's talking here, okay?
Yeah. Let's talk.
You got to call once a day.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Find the time. And usually, here's a good time for you, okay?
Well,
because you're going to be doing stuff at night, all right? You're going to go out for dinner and stuff.
Yeah, that's
so
stuff.
She's going to be done with work at 5 o'clock. She'll probably be home by 6, right?
Yep.
So 6 o'clock is 3 o'clock Vegas time. That's a perfect time to call.
It might not be because we have stuff planned for the afternoon.
Mountain biking?
No, we are going to a pool party, get a little cabana deal.
That's fine. Yeah. You can have a pool party. You just need to take
the point is
10
Gator's
minutes away
point
from
is,
the party in the middle of the day.
Call her before you're messed up.
Yes, call her before. The last thing about you, hey, how you doing?
So, well, here's the problem. I'm going to kind of call myself out here. A lot of times when I call her, she doesn't answer, and it's a call back. Then I got to be waiting for the call back.
Because
if
know
I
about
don't
that.
No, no, no,
I
no,
know.
No, no,
I think
no,
if
no.
you make the effort to call, you're good.
Hey, listen, you know, I'm not sure what my availability is going to be when I'm out there. I'm calling you. I'll try to make a point every day to call you between 3 and 4.
So that's question one. Does he need to call every day? And keep in mind, people, because I know people are going to get cynical. We do not want to screw this relationship up. Question two. Is she privy to the balance sheet? As in, does she know how much money he wins or loses?
No.
Well,
well, she'll know the money that I'm losing because she knows how much I'm bringing with. Okay. And I expect that all to be gone.
That's all she needs to know.
Okay. And she's approved of how much you're bringing?
Well, she hasn't said otherwise. Unless she went.
Does she know the real amount?
I don't know if I actually know the real amount, but yeah, she knows what I believe is the real amount.
Well, hang on. When you say real amount, just say amount, okay? Because when you say real amount, that implies that there's a fake amount.
Well, there's extra ducats that could be spent if need be that I have set aside.
You're damn right there is.
There's ducats I don't want to spend, okay, but those ducats could be spent.
Let's say he wins $5,000.
Uh-huh.
Does she need to know?
Nope.
No, because I'll send her a little Venmo with like $50 and be like, hey, treat yourself.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Here's why he doesn't have to tell her about the $5,000 if he were to win $5,000.
I'll tell you guys.
Well, he'll tell us. But he can use it as a surprise for the wedding at some point and work it in. Hey, by the way.
Surprise, I won $5,000 and lost it.
Well,
no, surprise, I won $5,000.
If you're ready to come home with $5,000, I'm saying you can.
And we're flying first class on our honeymoon.
Yeah.
That would be sweet.
That would be sweet.
Okay, so let's, maybe that's. Otherwise,
oh, wait, I thought you said first class back from Vegas.
No. First class on the honeymoon. Okay.
First class back from Vegas is pretty great, though.
Question three. Does he bring her back a gift?
Ooh. I didn't even think about that.
From Vegas?
Does he have to bring her back something?
Like.
That's not viral.
I was going to say, it's not a disease?
Oh, because I was going to say I could bring her back like that magazine that comes on the planes, the shopping one.
No, Evan, no.
The Sky Mall magazine?
Yeah.
Look at this Roomba.
I would say no, because it's Vegas. I don't think anybody's ever expected to bring something back from Vegas.
For a bachelor party? No.
Not from
a,
no.
And I think if I brought her something back, she would think I did something wrong. Like, oh, what are you trying to suck up for? You know what I mean?
Why are you getting me a gift?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, a nice gift, because there's a lot of places to go shopping there.
Yeah. Like Nike store.
But if you get her, the Nike store, yes.
He's for the guys. He's not going to go shopping.
I get it.
I'm definitely going shopping one day, but it's for
because he loves
myself.
Yeah. But, okay, the Nike store is in the shops at Caesars.
Yes.
If you were to bounce into a store and get her a nice little trinket, it probably wouldn't, not trinket, probably wouldn't hurt. Do you have to? I don't think you have to. Look at my man over here shaking his head no. Look at my single friend shaking his head no. If you do this.
I'm a very generous person. And I would say that Vegas is not the place where you get a gift and bring it back from your bachelor party.
You don't need to, but if you do it, I think it would go a long way. But I like calling every day you need to do.
See, I think maybe I send a text when I get there. Hey, we made it safe and sound.
Well, you have to do that.
And then Sunday, like, hey, we landed at the airport.
No,
what time are you going to be here?
No, that is a huge mistake.
No.
All right, what other questions? We got any other questions?
Like,
or those
okay,
basically
should... I don't want to ask this with... screw it. Should we all leave our phones in the room?
By accident, yes.
By accident, yes.
Wait a sec. Seven guys going out in Vegas and nobody has a phone?
Yeah.
Well, you need it for Uber, dude.
Yeah, I know.
At least for Uber.
To do it or just say that you left your phone in the room?
No, to actually do it.
Oh, no, you got to bring your phone with you.
I don't know if the upside of leaving your phone in the room is worth the potential downside.
You may be okay.
Yes, Evan is okay.
Evan's okay to leave his phone in the room. The other guys, not so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone's got to have access.
But I would offer you this advice. Perhaps tell her before that happens. Guys are making me leave my phone in the room.
Yeah.
I'll be out of touch.
I heard about these one guys. They just all called each other's wives and girlfriends because they didn't want to.
Right.
It was a thing they were doing
that
weekend for the bachelor party.
Yeah, they were in wine country.
Yep.
248-539-9797. Any other rules that we need to establish before he leaves for Vegas tomorrow? Or do we hit on all the major ones? How often he calls? Does he tell her about his wins or losses? Does he bring her back a gift?
There are things you don't do.
Look but don't touch.
You do not.
Touch but don't feel.
Don't let her know how wasted you got.
Feel but don't tell.
Yeah.
Don't let her know how wasted you got. Don't tell her what a great time you're having without her.
Yeah, I'm going to say
don't oversell how
awful
how
time.
Awesome anything.
And don't undersell it either.
Just
say, no, it's cool. We're having fun. It's good.
It's wine country.
Just be chill about it. Well, we went out. We had a great dinner.
Tried a couple vinos.
Yeah.
Guys wanted to go to the strip joint. We went and it was okay.
Well, I think that's the question too.
Do you even go?
Do you tell her that you're going or?
It's a question that has to be asked.
She's going to know that she knows your friends, and your friends are going to want to go. You're going to want to go.
Well, there's one friend in particular that I have notoriously, the only times I've ever been in trouble in my life, I've been with one certain person. Every time.
And he's on this trip?
And he's coming.
Okay. When you've gotten in trouble with this person, has it just been the two of you together, or has it been in a group situation?
First time there was five of us, but I was the only one that got in trouble. Second time it was just the two of us, but I was the only one that got in trouble.
Uh-huh.
Third time it was also just the two of us, and it was just me that... I'm the only one that's ever gotten in trouble.
I think you're okay.
Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.